Fiat. May 6, 1938. In order to live in the divine will, it is necessary to want it and to take the first steps. How the divine will possesses the generative virtue, and wherever it reigns, it generates endlessly. Inseparability of the works of our Lord from one who lives in his will. My poor mind is under a crowd of thoughts regarding the divine will. They seem to me like many messengers that brings lots of news about this will so holy. I felt amazed, and my sweet Jesus, returning to his little daughter, all goodness, told me, "My good daughter, in order to enter into my will, the way is so very simple, because your Jesus never teaches difficult things. My love makes me adapt greatly to the human capacity, so that the creature may do what I teach and want without difficulty. Now, you must know that the first indispensable thing in order to enter into my fiat is wanting and yearning with all firmness to live in it. The second thing is to take the first step. Once the first is done, my divine will surrounds the creature with light and with such attraction that she loses any desire to do her own will. In fact, as soon as she takes a step, she feels dominator. The night of passions, of weaknesses, of miseries has turned into daylight, into divine strength. Therefore, she feels the extreme need to take the second step, which calls for the third one, the fourth, the fifth, and so on and on. These steps are steps of light, which embellishes the creature, sanctifies her, makes her happy. It clears the way for her and lets her share in the likeness of her Creator. So much so that she not only feels the extreme need to live in my will, but she feels it as her own life, unable to detach from it. See then how easy it is. But it is necessary to want it, just as my paternal goodness wants it. And I endow that will with grace, with love, with goodness. And since I too want it, I place something of my own, my very life if necessary, to give her all the aids and means, and even my life as her own, in order to make her live in my will. I hold nothing back when it comes to making the creature live in my will. Now, my daughter, our love is so great that we fix different degrees of sanctity and different ways of sanctity and of beauty to adorn the soul in our divine will. We will make one different from the other, distinct in the beauty, in the sanctity, in the love, but all beautiful, yet distinct from one another. Some will remain in the sea of our light and will enjoy the goods that my will possesses. Others will remain under the action of my operating light, and these will be the most beautiful. We will put in all our creative art, our operating action. Finding the creature in our will, we will be able to do whatever we want. She will be ready to receive our creative power, and we will delight in creating new beauties, sanctities, never seen before. A love that we have never given to the creature, because she was lacking the life, the light, and the strength of our will to be able to receive it. We will hear in her our echo, the generative force that always generates love and glory, the continuous repetition of our acts and of our very life. The life of our fiat is precisely this, to generate and wherever it rains, it generates continuously, without ever ending. It generates in us and preserves the life and generative virtue of the sacrosanct Trinity. It generates in the creature in whom it reigns, generating our images, love, and sanctity. Hence, we still have a lot to do in the work of creation. We have to reproduce our acts, our works, which will serve as the most beautiful ornament for our heavenly fatherland. After this, my mind kept wandering in the sea of the fiat, which made everything present to me, and everything seemed to be mine, just as it belongs to God. And my beloved Jesus, as though suffocated within his flames of love, added, "My blessed daughter, one who lives in my will has always been inseparable from her Creator, even from eternity. She was already with us. Our divine will brought her in its arms onto our bosom and made us love her, court her, enjoy her. And even from that time, we felt her love palpitating within us, calling us to set our creative hands to work to make of her one of our most beautiful images. Oh, how we delighted in finding in our will someone in whom we could carry out our creative work. Now, you must know that since these souls who live or will live in our fiat are inseparable from us, when I, Eternal Word, descended from heaven to earth in the excess of my love, they descended together with me. And with the Celestial Queen as the head, they formed my people, my loyal army, my living royal palace, in which I constituted myself as true king of these children of my divine volition. To descend from heaven without the cortege of my people, without a kingdom in which I could dominate with my laws of love, I would never have done that. All centuries are like a single point for us, in which everything is ours, and we find everything as though in act. Therefore, I came down from heaven as dominator and king of my children. I saw myself courted and loved, as we ourselves can love. And my love was so great that I made them remain conceived together with me. It was impossible for me to be without them. I could never have tolerated not finding my children who love me. So they lived with me in the womb of my sovereign mama. They were born anew together with me, cried with me, did everything I did. We walked, we worked, we prayed, we suffered together. And I can say that even on the cross, they were with me to die and to rise again to the new life which I came to bring to the human generations. Therefore, the kingdom of our will is already established. We know their number. We know who they are. We know their names. Our will already makes us feel them palpitating, burning with love, and oh, how we love them and long for the time to deliver them to daylight in our will on earth. So, the children of my will have in their power my conception, my birth, my steps, my pains, my tears. And as many times as they want to be conceived and be born, so many times will they be able to do it. They will feel my steps and my pains in theirs. Because in my will, my life and my birth are repeated and renewed in each instant. They can take them for themselves. They can give them to others. I will do whatever they want, knowing that they will never do what I do not want. These children of ours, born anew, raised, formed, and nourished by our will be the true glory of our creation. They will crown our creative work and will place in each created thing the seal of their love for He who has done everything for them and has loved them so much.